split. So anyway, so from Lohavan we pass through a little village called Bandi Anandi, and then we finally come to a place called Baladev or Dauji. Because as we told, these five forests, because now we're just entering, this is the edge of Mahavan. Or in Srimad Bhagavatam it is called Brihadvan, same thing. Mahar Brihad means same thing. And the five forests on this side, the presiding deity is Balaram. So he's got his own village there called Baladev or Dauji. So in this place, there's a very colorful temple that always has so many flags on top of the shikhar, this dome of the temple. You'll see so many flags. People, I think they pay 501 rupees or something, they can put a big flag on top. So there's so many colorful flags on top of this temple. And everywhere in the town they're selling makkhan misri. Misri, you cook down the sugar cane juice until it finally crystallizes. That is called misri. Or we call it rock candy in English. And you mix it with makkhan, butter, and this is Krishna's favorite thing. Or Balaram also. But this village, everywhere they're selling this makkhan misri for you to go and offer to Dauji. And there they have a huge, he's like 2 meter tall, beautiful black deity of Dauji. Because as you'll see, all the ancient deities are carved out of black stone. Just like some of you are, why Balaram's black? You know, but I ask, why Landaneswar is white? Or why Radharasa Bihari is white? Because he's carved from white marble, and that was carved from black stone, so he's black. You go into Nrisingapalli, you'll see, Nrisingadeva is black. But lions are black, they're brown. So why he's carved from black? Because all deities are carved from black stone. So huge deity of Balaram, you can always tell Balaram because the Ananta Shesha is always over his head. Like this, you always see, even though he's black, you'll see that there's this big Ananta Shesha over his head. Then if you look closely, they always make a little hole in his kurta. You can see in his hand, his right hand always is up like this. All the deities of Balaram you'll see, or Dauji you see in Braj. His right hand is giving benediction. And then there's a little hole in his kurta, and you'll see his left hand poking through. And his left hand is on his chest, holding a big cup full of Biruni. The Brijbazi say something else, but anyway, we accept that it is Biruni. Biruni, you don't know the pastime where Lord Balaram drank so much honey when he was doing his rasa dance. You weren't here the other day, we discussed it. Yes. So, but if you drink too much honey, you'll get just like intoxicated. So, you'll always see this little, holding on it with his left hand, he's holding this big pot full of Biruni beverage. So it's interesting because Balaram is actually expansion of Krishna. So that means Krishna is the source. That means in one sense, although there's no time in the spiritual world, one sense Krishna is older than Balaram because he's the source. Just like, are you older than your mother? No, she's the source of you. So, why Balaram is the older brother? Dauji. This is very interesting. For this answer to this, we have it all the way back to Ramlila. In Ramlila, we know that Balaram, he took birth as Lakshman. He was the younger brother. He had to always follow, because in Vedic culture, they very much follow the orders of their parents. In India, still they follow their parents, isn't it? And, not like West. And also, older brother we have to follow. So this gave him so much trouble. Just like as soon as he heard that Ramchandra had been banished to the forest, Bharat was going to be crowned and Ramchandra was going to be banished to the forest. Lakshmana was so angry, he was ready to even kill his father or kill Bharat. He said, how is this, you know, Ramchandra said, just calm down. Our father has told, so we should go. Then Lakshmana, all right, then I'm going with you. So he went. Then in the forest, so many things happened. Even up to the end, when they were bringing Sita from the Ashokvan before Lord Ramachandra, and Sugriva and Hanuman and all the monkey soldiers who had risked their lives to save Sita, they were all standing there waiting to see Mother Sita, and she was coming in a palanquin. And then Ramchandra told Lakshman, you go stop the palanquin and you get Sita down and bring her here. And everything, what? Mother Sita, why should she come walking on the ground like an ordinary woman? And he looked at his brother. His brother said, go. So he has to follow. Actually, Ramchandra was thinking, all of them are gathered there to get darshan of Sita. She's inside the palanquin. How they can see? They have risked their lives. So he wanted that Sita should come, so Lakshman had to get her down and bring her there to that place. And in the forest one time, we know that story how he had, like Ramchandra told him, you don't leave Sita. And then he had to break his promise to his brother, so because Sita said so many words to him. So he was just... Every time he has to follow. Even at the end, he's so frustrated. Even at the end of this whole Leela, when finally Sita comes there to that place, then Lord Ram says, we have not fought this battle to save you, as the shouts of the monkey army would have us believe. We have fought this battle to save the name of the Raghu dynasty. So now you have lived in the house of our enemy for so many days. We do not know what is your condition. I cannot accept you back. So now you may go anywhere you like. And I was like, what in the world did my brother just say? And Sita said, wait a minute. Why didn't you tell me that from the beginning? I just would have died right away. And why there was so much bloodshed and so much trouble just for saving me? Why didn't you say from the beginning? Then she looked at Lakshman and she said, Lakshman, I have one favor to ask from you. Because I know that what is happening right now is due to all of my offenses to you. Now Lakshman's ears, he can't believe, what, offenses? My mother Sita has committed offense to me. And she said, yes, I have committed so many offenses. I remember from the first night that I came, Lord Ramachandra was sitting on the terrace and you were sitting there waiting to carry out his slightest command or desire, waiting to fulfill his desire to serve him because you had always been serving him. And I came out onto the terrace many times hoping that my presence would make you go away because I wanted to serve my Lord. You still didn't budge. Finally I indicated that now you can leave. Now I'm here to serve Lord Ram. And you looked at your brother and said, what is this? My whole life has been dedicated to serving Lord Ram. Now from one day to the next, this person is going to come and just take my service like that. And now he looked at Lord Ram. Excuse me, he looked at Lord Ram. Now Lord Ram is in big trouble. If he takes my side, then he's in trouble with you. If he takes your side, he's in trouble with me. So Lord Ram said, I do not know what to do. Better we ask Guru Vasishth in the morning. So in the morning Guru Vasishth came and Lord Ram says, I have a problem that I can't solve, only you can solve it. And Guru Vasishth said, wait a minute. You're solving all the problems of the world. If there's some problem you can't solve, then how am I supposed to solve it? He said, no. Lord Ram told no, that actually if I give any decision in this issue, somebody will say I'm partial. But you being guru, nobody can accuse you of partiality. Only you can give the answer to this question. So then Lakshman said, look, wait a minute. Then Sita presented her case. He said, I left my father's house. I came here. I promised before the fire, Vishnu and all of the Vaishnavas, that I would serve my Lord with all my life, with every ounce of energy that I have, that I would become his humble maidservant. In return, he will maintain and protect me for my whole life. So I have the right to serve Lord Ram. Elisha said, look, from my birth I've been serving. He's my life. Everything I do is only meant for the service of Lord Ram. And now this person wants to come, and one day to the next, she just wants to steal away my service. This is unjust. This is unjust. So then Guru Vashishti sat for 1 minute, and he said, when Lord Ram comes out to his court and he deals in matters of state outside of the house, then Lakshman has the right to serve him. And as soon as he enters the inner quarters of his house, then Sita has the right to serve him. So even though Vasishtha gave the right judgment, now I know that I committed a big offense. Actually, you were right. And the other offense I committed to you was one time in the forest. Lord Rama told you to stay by my side and never leave me. And the Rakshasa created some illusion, and I spoke some words to you that, oh, you're not going to Lord Ram because you've been waiting all this time in the forest, that when he will go away, then you will be able to enjoy me. This was a huge offense I created at your feet. Your ears were burning, and you broke the promise to your brother because of my harsh words, and you ran away, and thus so much trouble came. And so many times I committed offenses to you. So now, as a result, everything that is happening, so I just ask one more favor from you. That you please build my funeral pyre. And I will climb on this pyre, and if I have been chased to my Lord, then it will simmer down like ice and go out. And Lakshman looked at Lord Ram, expecting, he said, no, you don't have to go into the fire, everything is all right. The Lord Ram didn't say a word. He stood there silent. And Sita again says, Lakshman, please do this one favor and build this pyre for me. So every ounce of his being was as if somebody else was doing it. His body was moving, but his heart was not there. Somehow he brought all the wood. He brought everything. It was against every ounce of his being was against this thing. But his brother wasn't saying anything. His brother wasn't, he has to follow his brother's order. He's not saying anything. So that time, Lakshman made a very heavy vow within his mind that this incarnation, I was the little brother, I always have to follow his orders. It caused me so much pain. Next incarnation, I'm going to come as older brother and he will have to follow my order. And I won't have to follow his orders. So we see he appeared as Dauji, older brother. And just like there in the battle of Kurukshetra, Krishna took the side of Arjun, but Balaram, he had friends on both sides, he didn't want to take part, so he just left and nobody could stop him. Krishna couldn't tell him to stop. He's older brother, he went on pilgrimage like that. And I'm sure, and we see in Gaurlila, although Nityananda is not his real brother, he's still, Mahaprabhu accepts him as his older brother. And if Kalki incarnation to come, if Balaram also has to come, and sure he'll be as older brother, Dauji. Bolo Dauji Maharaj ki jai. So Dauji, he's the original guru. Adi Guru. So he helps us. Just like we see in the Krishna Lila, the first Dauji appears in Devaki's womb. So he makes the place fit for the Lord to appear. Because he's serving the Lord in every which way. Becomes his shoes, his bed, his table, his crown. Everything that Krishna uses. Even his Braj Mandal. Balaram expands as his whole Braj Mandal. His shoes, his walking stick, his umbrella. Everything. He's completely dedicated. So much dedicated to the service of Lord Balaram. To Krishna. That even, although he's not supposed to be there in Madhurya, like his older brother can't be there when the younger brother's with his girlfriends, he expands as an Angamanjari to be there to assist Krishna in Madhurya Leela also. His whole being is just meant for the service of Krishna. So this is Guru. He's only meant for the service of Krishna, and he engages everyone in service of Krishna. And we described the other day, Balaram, he actually doesn't carry a club like we think. It's called a musal. It's meant for, you bang the rice in a hole in the ground with this It's a wooden thing that's, you know, shaped funny like this, and you bang it in the ground, and the husk breaks off of the rice, and you take out, you get rid of the useless thing. So that is Guru's business, to get rid of all our aparads to make us fit to be offered to Krishna. So Balaram, he's Adi Guru, he's appeared as Lord Nityananda. Without mercy of Lord Nityananda, we cannot get Mahaprabhu's grace. And with both of their graces, we are able to enter into Braj and reach the lotus feet of Sri Radhika and Madhav. It's also in this Dauji temple, if you go around to the side, no, it's not actually Braj Leela. When you look back from, there's a little side door and you can look, because there's deity of Revati. Now she's shy, because Indian women, they're more shy. Not like the WWW. You know WWW? Wild Women from the West. So she stitched and pushed the nipple of her breast in his mouth, and he began to drink. He saw this huge demon came here to kill Krishna, but by this offense, she herself became killed. Our Lord Narayan has saved our Lala from this great demon. So they began to chop up her body and bring wood from everywhere and to burn all of this horrible body of Putana. But that body had been touched by the Lord Krishna himself. He had drunk milk from her breast. So it was completely purified, and although this huge plume of blackish smoke with sparks came up into the sky, the whole planetary systems all the way up to the topmost planet was perfumed. Most wonderful fragrances, bananas, chiku, like that. One day someone told her about Nanda Nandan. Just by hearing the sound of his name, she became so attracted. And they told her, if you just see this fellow once, you will never be able to return to your business. Your mind will never leave. You will leave that place, but your mind and heart will stay behind. So she became even more attracted. So she began to wander from village to village, mangoes, bananas, chikus, calling out like that. But she became so absorbed in thinking of Krishna that finally from her mouth couldn't come anything to Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. She couldn't call out Bangor, Kela. And all day she wandered through the villages. She never saw Nanda Nandan. The second day she again came wandering. She can't, from her mouth, she's so absorbed. She can't sing Mango. She can only sing Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. The whole second day went, she never saw this fellow. Third day she made a vow, if I don't see this fellow, then I'm going to give up my life. So Lord Krishna, being very pleased upon her, he brought her right in front of his door. And she was calling out, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So Krishna ran from the house, and knowing that she had so many fruits and things, and he had seen how the elders, they would take grains or something in trays. We knew, if I give something, then she'll give me fruits. So he picked up a whole handful of grains, but his hand is very small. Just like our little Naika, small little hand. And not so expert, so grain is falling here and there and here and there. And he came before, and that lady, she was from a very low caste, so she couldn't even enter the doorway, even into the courtyard of Mas. He was standing by the gate. She couldn't come inside even. So Krishna ran out to the gate. And he offered that lady, what do you want? She said, I want so many fruits. What do you have? And he said, I have so many grains. He said, Lala, you don't have anything in your hand. So she said, so he said, what do you want? He said, Lala, if you will sit in my lap and call me mother, I will give you as many fruits as you want. Because she's a low caste woman, he doesn't want. Although Krishna loves all his devotees, still he's the son of Nanda Maharaj. If somebody sees, what will they say? If his friends see, what will they say? You know, of course he doesn't care about the caste of his devotees. But He looked this way, and he looked that way. When he saw no one was there, he jumped in and out and said, Maya, and then he jumped out just as quick. That truth teller, she was astonished. The hairs on her body were standing on end. Her heart was melted with Vatsali Ras. Krishna had actually called her mother. She just began piling up fruits in his arms. He couldn't hold. She kept giving and they're falling here and there, and he's trying to balance all these. She was just giving fruits and just seeing his beautiful face. And just so amazed, he called me mother. She's so astonished. She just sat there staring into space. People came by and said, what are you doing? And she gave no answer. Why are you sitting here? She gave no answer. She was just thinking, that beautiful child, that beautiful blue lotus flower child, sat in my lap and called me mother. Then finally at the end of the day, she picked up her basket, put it on her head, and she wandered down to the bank of the Jamuna just singing, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti. Then she felt her basket was very heavy. She brought it down to see what's in my basket, and she saw the most precious jewels, pearls, emeralds, diamonds, rubies. Even one of those could buy, even one of those jewels was so big, it could buy the entire wealth of Kamsa's kingdom. And she just looked at all this and said, what is the use? This jewels and wealth. And she just threw the basket in the Jamuna with all the jewels. And she wandered along the bank of that Jamuna just singing, Govinda Damo Dara Madhaveti, like a mad woman. And she was never seen again. Like someone found this body lying on the bank of the Jamuna and they gave it to the fire. She had left that body and Krishna had accepted her as a mother, and she had gone to Golok to be the mother of Krishna and Golok. So many leaders have happened in Gokul, but we're out of time. So we're just going to finish. I was getting so fast. We missed one little detail of this Putana Leela. In this Leela, everybody gets to take part. We forgot about this. Because her breast is covered with poison. Who drinks poison? When others need to drink poison, Krishna calls Lord Shiva. So when he churned the ocean, the poison came. Alright. Krishna, he only drinks nectar. So when there's need, so actually, all of the incarnation expansions were within Krishna. So first he called Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, he drank all that poison. Then Krishna, he drank all the milk. Now, for sucking his life, we know, Baba told us that Krishna never kills anyone. That's all done by Vishnu. So then he called Vishnu. So everybody, Lord Shiva gets to take part, Lord Vishnu gets to take part, Krishna drank the milk, Lord Shiva drank the poison, and Lord Vishnu sucked out the life. Everybody takes part. It's a wonderful pastime. Everybody gets to take part in this pastime. So anyway, we know, as Krishna became older, he was always stealing butter. Every time stealing butter. In fact, sometimes the gopis come. Just like one time the gopis came. We'll tell more pastime. What the heck. One time the gopis all came to Mother Yasoda to complain that your Lala is stealing butter from our house. Mother Yasoda, why don't you keep it safely? I said, we do. We keep it up on the rafters, but he climbs on the backs of all his friends and they get it down somehow to keep it in the dark. We do keep it in the dark, but your son has got some sort of effulgence. He can see even in the dark. And if he doesn't find our butter, then he pinches our babies and he passes urine on the kitchen floor. So many times this complaint came. So many times the gopis, they would catch Krishna. And Krishna said, you're not Mother Yasoda. You mean I'm not in my own house? I thought it was, they would say, why are you stealing? I said, you're not my Mother Yasoda. Oh, I'm in the wrong house. Oh, I thought this was my house. And that gopi would be overwhelmed. She would let him go. Another time he told, they caught him with his hand in the butter pot. Said, you thief. He said, I'm not a thief. He said, you're a thief. He said, no, I was chasing my calf you know, one of my calves ran away and I was chasing it, and she came and she jumped inside the butter pot. Oh, Lala, your calf jumped inside the butter pot? And he pulled out his little play calf, little toy calf. See? See? And her heart melted, she couldn't catch him. One time, one lady, she caught him. All right, I caught you. Now that Mother Yasoda, she never believes us. So she just wrapped him up in a cloth, and she brought him to Mother Yasoda and said, now you come and see, I told you, your son is always stealing butter from our house. And Mother Yasoda, she went to the door. As she went to the door, I think we'll pay the respects to Goswami Maharaj. So, when she went to the door, she looked in the room, she saw Krishna's lying in his bed asleep. And she said, my son has stolen from your house? And she ripped off the cloth and she saw her own son is in her hand. So another time all the gopis came and complained that your son is stealing our butter. So Mother Yasoda said, all right, do you have any praman? You have any proof? Praman means proof. So the gopi said, all right, you want proof? We'll bring your lala here. Mume makan or hot me makan. Butter on the mouth and butter on the hand. Hot means hand. Mume makan or hot me makan. So the gopis, they made the sweetest butter. And they put it in a nice pot. And they left it. And they all hid. No, he's got a special radar for finding out where there's nice, fresh butter. So he came there. And what did they do? I forgot this. They took that butter and they tied it to the rafters with a rope, and they put little bells on that rope. Anybody tries to untie this rope, then the bell will ring. All around the mouth of that pot, they put bells. If anybody moves this pot, those little bells will ring. This fellow is very clever. He may come through the window. So all around the window, they put little bells. He may try to use the grinding mortar to climb up there. So all around the grinding mortar, they put bells. So and he came there, he saw this scene, all around the window bells, all around the grinding mortar bells, all along the rope, and the mouth of the pot bells. And he said, all right, who do these gopis think I am? Who do they think I am anyway? By my will, millions and billions of universes are coming into existence. By my will, billions of universes are destroyed. What are these bells? Huh? Who do these gopis think I am? And he looked at all the bells and he said, don't ring. So then they climbed through the window, not a single bell rang. He pulled the grinding mortar over, not a single bell rang. He climbed up, untied the rope, not a single bell rang. He brought that pot of butter down, he moved the neck, so the mouth of the pot is facing him. Not a single bell on the mouth of that pot rang. He stuck his hand inside. He began to eat that butter. And every bell in the room began to ring. And all the gopis jumped out and said, ha, we got you. Mume makan or hot me makan. And Krishna became very angry. I said, I told you not to ring. You don't respect my words? You don't respect my words? And the bell said, hey, Maharaj, which words do we respect? You told us not to ring. And then Shastra says, when you give bhog to Gopal, then you have to ring bell. No, when we offer the bhoga, then we ring bell. Is it, Naika? We ring bell? Huh? So this means, Shastra, this is our proof, praman. Because it's non-different from Krishna's own words. They're confused. We should follow this or we should follow that. So one time Mother Yasoda thought, only one reason Lala's stealing butter is the maid servants, they don't know how to make butter properly. Even 5,000 years ago, she's complaining. You just can't get any good help nowadays. Even 5,000 years ago, this complaint was there. So Diwali was coming. So Diwali, she said, all right, I'll give everybody chutti, vacation, day off. And I'm going to turn the butter myself. Now, in India, or especially in Braj, we don't take the cream off the milk and churn it. We take the whole milk, we make it into yogurt, and then we churn the yogurt into butter. So Mother Yasoda wasn't going to use just any ordinary milk. Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakhs of cows. 1 lakh means? 100,000. Almost 1 megabyte of cows. But on those, there's 1,000 special cows. So from those 1,000 special cows, they take the milk and they feed that milk to 100 very special cows. And then they take the milk of those 100 very special cows and feed that milk to 10 very, very special cows. And then there's one extremely special cow. They take the milk of those 10 cows and feed that to Padma Ganda. You know Ganda. Fragrance. And Padma, lotus. Her milk is fragrant like a lotus. Padma Ganda, Krishna's favorite cow. So that 10 cows, they feed that milk to her. So she took that milk from Padma Ganda. And she made it into yogurt. Now, the mothers, they're very clever. They know that as long as the child is awake, they can't get anything done. Is it? Those who have, they know. Those who are going to have, you should learn from Mother Yasoda this trick. Yeah? You can't get anything done while the child is awake, especially if you have a boy. So the trick is you put them to sleep. Then you can get all your housework done. So Mother Yasoda, she put Lala to sleep. Then she took that yogurt and she took the grinding, the churning rod, she put it inside. They take one of the poles of the house and they tie the rope on one side and wrap it around like this. And from the other side they have another rope, they wrap around a couple of times like this. So the one from the wrap to the pole to the grinding rod keeps it still. And then the opposite side, they go like this. So what goes taratat, taratat? That is mridanga. And you see all the Indian ladies, they have so many bangles. And Mother says so many bangles. They're all going ching, 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 ching. So ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, that is mridanga. And ching, ching, kartal. And Mother Yasoda, she's chanting the glories of Krishna. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. So Madang is going, taratat, taratat, and Kartal is going, ching ching, Kirtan is going on. How Lala can sleep when Kirtan is going on? Prabhupada told that when you chant Hare Krishna, then Krishna says, oh, someone is calling my name. And that is just ordinary kirtan. Mother Yasoda is chanting in Bhaktalia praying. What time of kirtan is that? How Krishna can sleep? Immediately he woke up. And he found himself in the bed and he knows his Mother Yasoda singing so sweetly his names. And he can't get down. It's high up. Somehow or other he just sort of looking around, he's crying, he can't figure it out, so he just sort of lying on his belly, he pushes his legs over the end of the bed and they go down and he just keeps holding on to the bed and going down and down and down and down and down and down, and finally his toe touches, he touches and boom, he comes down. And he went running out to the courtyard and with his left hand he's grabbing the pole, with his right hand he's pulling on by the asuras, that person who's churning the hearts of the entire universe, he's stopping the churning of Mother Yasoda with his left hand and pulling on it. Sorry. Then Mother Yasoda said, oh, this Lala, he's too much hungry. So she took him on her lap and she pressed her nipple into his mouth and she's just there in the most ecstatic love, seeing this beautiful Damodar, soon to become known as Damodar, drinking milk from her breast. And seeing his little teeth are coming in, she's so much, we can't even begin to imagine the joy of Mother Yasoda. So much joy is there, she completely forgot about the pot of milk on the stove. So that pot of milk, we heard from Srimad Bhagavatam, what? That it boiled over. Actually, the acharyas have explained in their commentaries, the milk didn't boil over. That milk was sinking, Lala, he can contain the whole universe within his belly. And Mother Yasoda, she has unlimited milk, because she has unlimited love for Krishna, she has unlimited milk within her breast. He will go on drinking, she will go on giving, he will go on drinking, she will go on giving, this will go on for eternity because she has unlimited love, he has unlimited space, she'll never stop giving, he'll never stop drinking, I will never get over to Krishna, so what is the use of my life? And so he decided to throw his head himself into the fire. So Mother Yasoda, she saw the milk boiling over, she tried to put down Krishna. Krishna's a little bit bigger now. So he became, you ever had a little monkey? They have this saying, you know, monkey on the neck, you know? If you ever play with a little monkey, they just grab on and no way you can get them up. So Krishna, as soon as he sensed that Mother Yasoda is going to put him down, he just put his hands around her neck like a little monkey. He's just holding on with his legs and his hands and everything he's holding on. And Krishna, he killed this Putana, he killed this Saktasura, he killed this Trinarvata, as incarnation of Lord Ram, he killed Ravan. So many demons, he killed Agasura, he killed so many demons, he's so powerful. But overwhelmed by Mother Yasoda's Vatsalya Ras, he completely forgets all his power. Mother Yasoda just boom, pulls him off like that and sets him down, said, I'm just coming, you sit here peacefully. Just like that, she pulled him up. The same person who killed Kaliya, who killed Aga, who killed Putana, who killed Baka. Mother Yasoda just plucked him and put him on the ground. And she ran to the milk. Now Krishna became very angry. Because we know that, and we know that bhakti should be rendered favorably. But what she's done now has made Krishna angry. How is this bhakti? Krishna's become angry. On the other side, we saw in that Mathura Leela, Kams, he was so much absorbed in thinking of Krishna, actually I'm envious. Sometimes in a day I remember, because you guys all called me here for class so I couldn't get to remember, otherwise I'm just in Maya, you know. Most of the time we're just in Maya. The Kamsa, 24 hours a day he was thinking of Krishna. Even his servants brought a glass of water. A glass of water means it's a silver goblet. Silver reflects different colors and sparkles. Kamsa saw that water. He said, guys, kill that rascal, that rascal. Krishna's come, kill him. And the guy said, hey, Maharaj, the servants said, we just brought some water. Most of the time it's so hot here, we're just running, Prabhu, you have any water? We're never thinking about Krishna. Prabhu, you got any water? You have any water? It's like as soon as we got here, I was asking Maharaj, do you have any water? Prabhu, do you have any water? You know, we don't think about Krishna. But Kans, even seeing water, he was thinking of Krishna. He was seeing Krishna. They brought him a nice plate of prasadam, all different colored, you know, some tomato chutney, nice and red. Some yellow cauliflower potatoes, bright yellow, like this, all different colors, all decorated in silver katoris and silver plates and shining and bright and so many different colors. As soon as he saw, he said, guys, kill him, that rascal has come, Krishna's come, kill him. It's Hare Maharaj, we brought your food. Huh? And we see that sweet rice and gulab jamuns, we don't think about Krishna most of the time. But Kamsa even seeing food, he was thinking about Krishna. He has two wives, Asti and Prati. They decorated themselves very nicely, beautiful sringar and everything. They came before their Patidev. Immediately, guys, kill him, Christy Morrell, come kill him, kill him, Christy, guys, kill him, Christy Morrell. It's Hare Maharaj, it's us, your wives. Just see, when we see our wife, we don't think about Krishna. We don't see Krishna. And Kamsa, he saw his wives, he was seeing Krishna and Balaram. But Kamsa's meditation on Krishna is not considered bhakti. Another interesting thing I'll tell you, Krishna, he enjoys similar rasa. No one birya rasa is there. When he gets to fight with the demons, Krishna gets great pleasure from that. So he's fighting with Kamsa, he's getting great pleasure. Krishna's getting great pleasure. Amadi Yasoda's made him angry. And Kamsa's giving him pleasure by fighting with him. The Acharyas explain, Kamsa's mood is pratikul, because he wants to kill. No, Krishna's getting pleasure fighting. He likes to fight. He enjoys a good fight. But because his mood is pratikul, he wants to kill Krishna. Therefore, it is not considered bhakti. Now, Mother Yasoda, that milk, she's going to make sweets for Lala. That is for Krishna's service. Her bhav is anukul. It is for Krishna's service. Also, she's going to save the devotee. The Vaishnava, he's more concerned with serving the devotee. This milk is going to die. You know, so she wants to serve the devotees. Service of the devotees is so important. More important than service. She has left Krishna's service. Krishna is more pleased when you serve his devotees. So even though Krishna is making a show of becoming angry, he's actually very, very happy. And Madhya Yasoda's bhav is anupul, because she's doing for Krishna's service and serving Krishna's devotees. Therefore it is bhakti. So she sprinkled water, that milk we heard from Bhagavatam, he came back inside. He cooled down. Actually, what happened, the Acharyas explained, that milk is so astonished seeing Madhya Yasoda's love for Krishna's devotees that she's so concerned that he just, so astonished, he jumped back in the pot. She has the perfection of life. Lala's sitting in her lap, drinking milk from her breast. She has left him to save me. He's so astonished, he jumped back into the pot. Meanwhile, Lala, he thought, this rascal, she just left me here like this. Now I'm going to do some big mischief. So first thing he thought, I'm going to knock over this pot. So he's spinning all the planets around. He's so much absorbed in the love of Mother Yasoda, he can't even shake this pot. What to speak of turn it over? He's holding his best. He can't, he's so... He's the Supreme Lord. He's holding up millions of planets. He can't even shake this pot. So he thought, all right, the neck of this pot is very thick, but the side is very thin. So he took the mortar and pestle. He took the pestle and pow! And yogurt mixed with little pieces of butter went flowing all over the kitchen. And Lala just so... Then he thought, uh-oh, now Maya is going to come. I'm going to get in trouble. He ran from the kitchen into the next room. He's about to go hide when he saw hanging from the rafter, there's butter. He forgot all about hiding, and he climbed up. He used the grinding mortar, and he climbed up, and he caught that butter. And then he went out to the courtyard, and he began to feed that butter to the monkeys. Now, Mother Yasoda came back from the kitchen, and she sees this big mess. And it isn't hard for her to find out what happened or where this rascal has gone, because there's these little buttery yogurty footprints going all around into the next room and out to the courtyard. So she grabbed the stick and she followed, and Lala, he's feeding to the monkeys, because he thought, when I was Lord Ramachandra, I took so much help from the monkeys, I never gave them anything in return. So he's feeding all of the monkeys. So he's looking this way and that way, but Mother Yasoda, she's very clever. She came, because he looks like this and like that, but he's not looking straight back. So Mother Yasoda came straight behind him. But what happened, because it's very valuable when you go to Vrindavan, because here you don't have to worry, but in Vrindavan there's so many monkeys. And you go across the street, you buy some nice chikus, and you walk back, you're holding your bag, and all of a sudden, pew! You have to learn in Vrindavan to be very careful. You have to keep it inside your bag very carefully. Hide it somewhere, you know. Monkey's always giving trouble. So you'll see most of the devotees who live in Vrindavan, they carry stick. Because the monkeys, they don't care for you. Just like if he's sitting on the wall and he's out of reach, you can yell, you can scream and do all kinds of things. He just sits there. You don't exist. You can yell, you can scream, make noises, make faces. If you're out of reach, but if you have a stick, what? They go like this. So, Krishna didn't see, but all those monkeys saw. All of a sudden they went, and they all jumped and ran. So they go, he turned around, he saw Madhya, so he began to run. And he's running all around the inner courtyard. And Madhya, so there's chasing behind and chasing behind. Her sari is becoming loose. The hair, we heard in Bhagavatam that the hairs in her braid, they came down to the ground, fell down and came to the ground. The acharyas have explained, these flowers, they didn't fall by accident. This Madhya Yasoda, that person that the yogis are chasing for millions of years, Madhya Yasoda is chasing him around the courtyard. Madhya Yasoda is chasing that same Supreme Personality around the courtyard. We do not deserve to be on her head, we deserve to be on her foot. They're coming down to touch the feet of Madhya Yasoda. Then Lala thought, all right, we're in the inner courtyard. If we go outside in the public courtyard, Mother Yasoda can't come there. As Prabhupada explained, ladies, and the ladies only stay in the inner part of the house. So Lala, he ran to the outside. Mother Yasoda, she's so angry, she ran to the outside. She looked this way, that way, nobody's there. She ran after that Lala and just grabbed him from behind. Then Lala said, no, please, I'll be good, don't. He said, you're a chore. Chore means thief. And Lala, he said, but there's no thief on Baba's side, but there's a thief, there's a chore on your side, because he heard Nanda Maharaj talking about Madhya Yasoda's great-grandfather named Chore Ghosh. He said, if I'm a chore, it's your fault, because it's on your side of the family. Oh, you cheeky little character. You're just a friend of the monkeys. And she said, yeah, the monkeys are my friend. I'm just going to leave you and live in the forest with my monkeys. Then Maria said, oh, God knows, this guy can do that. What am I going to do with him? He may just run away and go into the forest. I'll have to tie him up, it's the only thing. Anybody's pleading, he said, no, please, I'll be good, I won't do it again. He said, all right, I'm going to forgive you. But you did two aparads. One aparad was to break the pot. Now that was very naughty. I'm going to forgive you that one. But stealing the butter, everybody's complaining. If you grow up to become a thief, it's going to be very, very bad. So for your good, I'm going to have to punish you. And your accomplice in this thievery was the grinding mortar. He's your accomplice. So I'm going to tie the both of you together. And she threw away that stick. So then she tried to tie up Lala to that grinding mortar. It's always two fingers too short. Then she got more ropes. It's still too short. And she got more ropes. By this time all the gopis have come to see what's going on, and they're all watching. And Mother said, they brought ropes from their houses, and she began. Then they finally, she was running out of ropes. So she got all the ropes. You know what ropes? You ever seen them milk the cows? I know Guru Kripa Maharaj told me he didn't even know the milk came from cows. He always thought it just came in a plastic bottle in the store, you know. Some places, I went to South Africa and we went way out to the black villages, you know, distributing, prasadam, but I never, with Kapila, and I never saw a cow anywhere. Even we went out, I never saw, especially in the city. I mean, here you can see cow even in Delhi and even in Bombay, big city like Bombay. You go near Chopati Temple, you see cows walking in the streets. Everybody knows, but I don't know if you know. Anyway, milk comes from the cows. There's a udder. On the udder, there's teats. And you go like this. You squeeze those teats and bring the milk like this. So what happens? Sometimes you may pinch. What will happen? She'll kick. Pow! Like that. Bucket goes flying. You go flying. Everything goes flying. So what do you have to do? You have to take a little rope and you tie it around her legs like that, so that she can't kick if you pinch by accident. So she got all of those ropes together. And she tied all those ropes together. And everyone's laughing and said, it is not written on your forehead, Mother. All the gopis are laughing. Said all the older gopis, they're all laughing. Said, it's not written on your forehead, Jatayamav. It's not your destiny. He said, why? Well, just see, this morning you tied this little black, you see all these little children with little black thread, you know, the mothers tied for their protection. You tied that little black thread this morning. What's wrong with this rope? You know, mother, you sort of just, she's getting more and more frustrated, you know. And she took all the ropes and she's still, because she's in the motive, she's angry. Anger means motive passion. Can Krishna be tied up by motive passion? No. All the gopis are laughing. Finally, Madhi, she's so frustrated, she began to laugh also. When she laughed, then immediately she transcended the mode of passion, and immediately she tied up Krishna. That person who's within whose belly the entire universe sits, she tied him up with some ropes. Actually, what she did was she pulled the rope, the little cord that was holding her, binding her hair, she pulled that out and boop, Krishna was immediately tied up. Now she went off. Meanwhile, Subal, Sudama, and all the cowherd boys come. And Krishna says, come on, untie me, untie me. You know? And Madhumangal's also there. He said, come on, buddy, untie me. Madhumangal says, now look. Every single time you guys make the plan, you guys execute the plan, then you guys all run away and I'm lame, I get stuck behind, I'm the one that gets in trouble. Now you got trouble, I'm happy. I'm not going to let you go. Come on, Mani said, no, 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 you got what you deserve, now I'm happy, I'm not going to. Subal, Subal comes, those two ball tries, is tight, and cowherd boys are in. Sakiras. If Sakiras can untie this, but Sakiras not. She goes, all right, stop you guys. Enough. So then he began to drag that grinding mortar between the Arjun trees. Why Arjun tree? I was wondering, why this leela is called, you know, Yamal Arjun Banga. If you want to see Arjun tree, when you go, we went to the yoga pit today, there's a bridge. By the bridge is a big banyan tree. The tree before that is a Arjun tree. Just before that banyan tree, when you go over the bridge to the yoga pit, there's a big banyan, not a big, small banyan tree there. Then the first tree before that is a Arjun tree. Then near Chaitanya Mahat also, so many Arjun trees growing by the side of the road. Anyway, that one you can recognize and you'll recognize others. Now when I was in Mauritius, this pastime became more sweeter because all the roads of Mauritius are lined by old, old Arjun trees. When they get very old, their bark is very reddish color. And it's very good. You soak that bark in the water, it becomes pink, you drink it, it's very good for your heart. They make so many things. One medicine, Arjuna wrist. So in Gokul also I saw one Arjun tree. I remember we did a class over there, we saw one Arjun tree. So, now Mauritius, every year, not every year, but every 3 years, every year cyclones come. But every year a huge cyclone comes through, everything is just flattened. Luckily, all they grow there is sugarcane. If you go there, it's called sugarcane hell. It is wall-to-wall sugarcane. But they're on the opposite side, so by that, when the monsoon season comes, they already cut it down. So it's just little things like this, and it's not hurt by the cyclones. But everything else, finished. Except the Arjun trees. They have such a huge, heavy root system. When you see the Arjun trees, the roots, they come out like snaking walls like this from four or five different sides. Not like the banyan tree, but just from the trunk, they come out. I saw one over my head. They start, and then they just, like little walls snaking into the ground, so far, a huge root system. Those winds, went every 3 years, they get cyclones with 250 kilometer per hour winds. And they don't knock over. And Damodar, he knocked over two of them. 250 per hour hurricane winds can't knock them over. And Damodar, Yamal means twin, there are two, he knocked over two. So this pastime became more sweet. Why, you know, I think, why not neem tree, mango tree, any tree? Arjun tree, Yamal Arjun Banga. So this is became more sweet. So Krishna, he went through the two Arjun trees,
the mortar got stuck. Then, actually, he didn't even have to pull. He just put one foot on one tree, one foot on the other tree. As soon as his lotus feet touched those trees, bam, they came crashing down with Lala in between. And Nala Kuvera, we know that whole story. They came out, offered their prayers, and went away. Nanda Maharaj, he heard this roar. He came running. He came running there. He saw Lala in between these two trees. He couldn't imagine how did these trees. And they said, well, Lala, he touched them with his feet and they came down. These two guys came out. They wandered around him and paid their business. What are these little kids talking about? He could have died. He immediately ran there. He said, Lala, who did this? He said, Maya. He's crying, you know. Maya. Maya did this, you know. He immediately untied because he's in Batsalya. He untied that. He jumped into her. To his arms. He said, so who did this? He said, Maya. So then Mother Yasoda and Mother Rohini, they came running because they also heard this crash, you know. And Mother Yasoda came to take Krishna from Nanda's arms. Immediately he was on this side, he went to this side. Mother Yasoda came on this side, went on that side, and just bearing his head, you know. I don't want to see the face of this rascal, Maya. Mother Yasoda, she went crying to her room like a cat, a cow who's lost her calf. And Mother Rohini's trying, Lala, come on, you go see your Mother Yasoda. No, I don't want to see her. And then the Baba says, and who's going to bathe you and put you to bed tonight? He says, you, Baba. And who's going to wake you up in the morning and bathe you and dress you? He says, you, Baba. I don't want to see this rascal, Maya. And who's going to feed you in the morning? He said, you, Baba. Who's going to see you after the cow field? He said, you, Baba. I don't want to see this rascal, Maya. So that night, Mother, he took Lala to Brahmandagar and bathed him. He put him to bed. He said, tell me a story, Baba. One time, there was a great king named Ram. And he had a very wonderful brother named Lakshman. And he married a very beautiful princess named Sita. And they had to go to the forest. And one demon, Ravana, stole his wife away. And Lord Ram, with the help of the monkeys, he built a bridge across the ocean. And Lala jumped up on the bed and said, Lakshman, bring your weapons, let's go kill that demon. And how does he know the end of this story? And the Baba was simply amazed. And he put Lala to sleep. In the morning, he had to get him up and bathe him and dress him and feed him. He went to the cowherd fields. He came back. Mother Rohini said, come, go see your Mother Yasoda. He said, Lala, go see your mother. No. So Nanda Maharaj, you want me to punish her? I'm going to beat her. And he put his hand like this. I'm going to go beat that Mother Yasoda. Lala said, no, don't do that. And Mother Rohini said, Lala, what if Mother Yasoda, and she didn't finish the word, he immediately understood Mother Yasoda's crying so much she may die. Said, Lala, what if Mother Yasoda? He began to cry, and Mother, he grabbed him and took him to Mother Yasoda and put him in her lap, and he jumped into Mother Yasoda's lap and immediately began drinking the milk from her breast, and he was so happy. And everyone was so happy. Oh, Damodar Ki! So, now it's getting very late and mosquitoes are biting like anything, so I think we'll have to stop here. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Just go on chanting, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. Sri Brajabhumi Vrindavan Dham Ki, Sri Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki, Savangre Srila Prabhupada Ki. All the assembled devotees who patiently sat here and listened to this crazy fool key type. Again, if anybody wants, I only have 3 more song books left.
How much was it?
Only 200 rupees. And anybody know Mother Vaidehi? Or where did... Where did her... Do you know Mother Vaidehi? Can you give her a book back to her? Huh?
Yeah, I'll...
Because I'm leaving in the morning, very early, 6 o'clock.
Sure, yeah.
Let me ask you. Anybody has a pen? I should write some. Thank you.
Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Shama Gauri Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Sri Radhe.
Shama Gauri Nitya Kishori Pritama Jori Sri Radhe.
Bolo Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Sri Radhe. Rasika rasilo chela chavilo gunagara vilo Sri Krishna bolo. Bolo Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna. Rasa Biharini, Rasa Bisharini, Yavura Dharani Sri Radhe. Rasa Bisharini, Yavura Dharani Sri Radhe. Bolo Jai Radhe.